With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Death count now from deadly tornado stands at 14. The brunt of that in Cook County, Texas. At least 7 people have died there. National Weather Service meteorologist David Bonnet in Fort Worth.
We had a couple long-track supercells move across portions of North Texas yesterday evening into last night. So right now we have storm survey teams out trying to assess the damage.
Cook County Sheriff Ray Sappington says the damage is widespread.
There's nothing left of this house. It's just a trail of debris. So it's really, as daylight begins, the devastation is it's pretty severe.
Also at srnnews.com, a rocket attack by Hamas.
Air raid sirens were heard across Tel Aviv after Hamas fired a barrage of rockets from Gaza. There were no immediate reports of casualties or damage in what appeared to be the first long-range rocket attack from Gaza since the start of the year. In a video captured by the AP, people were seen rushing to a nearby shelter for safety. Hamas's military wing claimed the attack and said that it recently fired rockets at communities along the Gaza border. The Israeli military stated that 8 rockets crossed into Israel and a number of the projectiles were intercepted. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Grayson Murray's parents say their 30-year-old son took his own life. Murray died yesterday, one day after he withdrew from a PGA Tour event at the Colonial in Fort Worth, Texas. His death comes at a time when Murray appeared to be back on track following a struggle with mental illness and alcoholism. This is SRN News. Gambling is getting out of control.
And young people are being ensnared faster than any other group. According to research by the NCAA, nearly 75% of college-age adults have placed a wager in the past year, and 14% bet several times a week, some losing hundreds of dollars regularly. Clergymen, Christian leaders, and social scientists warn that unfettered gambling powered by the Internet would eventually bring a wave of human tragedy crashing on America's shores. Polls indicate that wave is approaching fast now. It's unclear what a generation raised on rampant betting will look like. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vatican is seeking to appease China, leading Catholic officials promising the church will pose no threat to Beijing's sovereignty. They also say Western missionaries, quote, made plenty of mistakes in past centuries in their zeal to convert the Chinese. This is SRN News. Target is cutting prices on thousands of consumer basics.
More Americans are paying closer attention to their spending as inflation cuts into household budgets. The Target price cuts on as many as 5,000 food, beverages, and household essential items is a bid to follow customers, many of whom are deploying a mix of strategies to find relief at the register. Last week, McDonald's says it was planning to introduce a $5 meal deal next month to counter slowing sales and customer frustration with high prices. John Scott reporting.
Walmart ending a partnership with Capital One that made the banking company the exclusive issuer of Walmart's consumer credit cards. Companies say cardholders can still use their Capital One Walmart rewards cards, which will continue to accrue rewards unless customers are notified of another change. More details at srnnews.com.